What's up, 1515 Now probably presents the rundown Love & Hip Hop Hollywood, the official unofficial podcast of VH1's Love & Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How are you doing, sweetie?
I'm doing great. Oh, okay. So what is it? Sorry, wasn't expecting
that. Golly.
Sorry. I'm doing pretty okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
I didn't even feel that coming. It just came.
So before we get into episode 5, you see how VH1 changed? No, you probably didn't notice this. So last week when we do the title, I said the title was the D word and I gave this description, right? Mm-hmm. That didn't make sense because it said something about rock star or whatever. But when I went to put the episode up, VH1 changed. I mean, according to my guide, it was the D word. VH1 changed to 3 years and it took out that line. So for anybody just thinking I was crazy or whatever, I wasn't crazy. All right. So this one is episode 5 called School of Rock. So this description says lyrical betrays. What the hell? Oh, okay. You didn't notice any of that. My screen went black for a second. All right. Description. Lyrica betrays A1 when she finds comfort in an old friend. Paris and Nikki Baby unearth shocking intelligence about Tia's new man. Brooke goes for broke to win Marcus back. Chaos breaks out at Donatella's showcase. We open up with A1, who's gone from happily married to waking up tired and confused in a hotel room. There were a ton of shots of him just holding his head. I don't know if he had a headache or if he don't know how he booked this room. And now he's thinking about divorce. We get a back and forth. Lyrica, she's doing this photo shoot. She can't believe all the stuff that that A1 said to her. He's the same way. Yo, we said some mean things. If we can't work this out, then whatever. But Lyrica's really shocked because she can't believe that A1 believes Kay, Michelle, and Brooke and Marcus over her. But they both agree separately that the show must go on.
Yeah.
This is the Lyrica show. And this is show business. And the show, okay. How can nobody say one monkey didn't stop a show? Because you wouldn't be able to come back from that. We move on to spa day between Nikki and Paris. And Paris said, you know what, after she met Tierra's new man, Akbar, after he was talking reckless, she had to go do some investigating. She found out Akbar might be married thanks to the blogs, but she did see a video of a lady walking around using his last name, calling him husband. And when she brings this information to Nikki, Nikki stops Paris from calling Tia right then and there, and she opts to do it in person. I applaud that they put that in there because usually they'll just skip over it and we'll be like, well, y'all just didn't call her. But I still don't think the show, was it at the showcase? Oh no, there's that, I forgot which one. We'll get to it. But the venue they did it at probably was not the place they should have did it.
Yeah, no. That was a weird location, too. Why y'all just ain't go to her house or something?
Yeah.
Why can't we ever just go to people's house? I feel like me don't know why we got to do everything in public.
Everything. So A1, you know, he's feeling down. He lost his baby, or he's in the process of losing his baby. But he got to turn to music because music is his refuge. And he says, I make hits and stars.
You
and he
know, plans. A1 has been pushing his music, quote unquote, so hard this season. And I commend him on that. However, it don't seem realistic for some reason.
Okay. You don't think he's...
it feels scripted, like him promoting himself. It's just weird. I don't know. It don't seem genuine. He sounds extremely cocky. Like, he is the shit. He is the bomb. He does.
He's on these charts. Yeah. He makes hits and stars.
Like this would not make me want to work with you.
Nah.
You know, like, the way you're coming off. And I don't know if he's, like, overacting or if this is what he is. It's just, I don't know. It don't seem genuine. Like, I don't know.
All right. Listen, he plans to make Apple.
Sense. That probably didn't make sense, but it kind of makes sense in my head.
That's all that matters. He plans to make Apple a star. He entered her into a showcase and he wants her to incorporate both rapping and stripping, and he calls it strapper.
Rapping, dumb, strapper,
Apple brings up Rockstar.
Dumb.
It was so stupid. I was here for Rockstar saying this is just stupid. Apple brings up Rockstar talking mess about A1. A1 chops it up to jealousy, saying Rock always wanted to be with Lyrica and that he ended up charging Rock $30,000 because Rock is an artist as well as a producer and he still ain't put out the record. And then at the end, they prayed for Rock. They even had organ music, which I don't understand why they don't use more often because there's a lot of praying that people should be prayed for on this show. This first segment was so A1 and Lyrica heavy. Back to this whole episode, I guess. Back to Lyrica.
This whole season so far.
Yeah, they've taken the place over. Ray J and Tierra was the first season. Then Monice and Fizz. Maybe there's the first season too. Monice and Fizz had some great moments. Yeah, now it's Lyrica and A1. Who was, I guess, Runway Fly. She really dolled up. This is the problem with Lyrica. In this scene, she shows up to A1's sworn enemy, Rockstar, because they're friends and she needs someone to vent to. You ain't got no girlfriends. Rockstar showers Lyrica with compliments and rebels in the fact that Lyrica broke up with A1. He trashes A1, brings up nail polish. Rockstar was doing too much. Do you know who I am? Oh my God. He was like,
everybody on this too much. Show is I didn't overacted. Understand. Everybody's doing too much. Like that whole thing staying forth. Are y'all really not cool, or do he need a nemesis or something?
Rockstar has a perfect song for her, and he can't wait for them to fuck around. Oops, I mean mess around. And she's just laughing, kiki. What are they doing? But she was so quick to be like, I'm single. He was like, what? You single? You ain't tell me y'all broke up? But then later, that's my husband's show. Which one is it, Lyrica? Y'all, you single or you got a husband? So Brazy Brooke, because that's what she is. I don't know if she a blood, but golly. Brooke wants to prove she is serious about getting Marcus back. So she invites Latasha, Stasha, though.
Stasia.
Yeah. He never calls her Stasia. He just calls her Stasia. And I'm like, is it too hard for you to... Or Stasia, something he says. Marcus shows up to see how everything is going down. And obviously he didn't know what was happening, but he doesn't do anything to defuse this. He goes sitting on the side. Stasia brings up being pregnant, but that didn't deter Brooke. She's all for it because she didn't want to have another child. She's going to be a sexy stepmother.
Brooke is cuckoo.
She is.
Stasia is real life crazy. Well, is she or is she acting too?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Episode of acting.
Stasia pulls Marcus to the side. Marcus turns the table and says she's out of line for even showing up and not giving him a heads up. They both question why each other are there before Stasia walks out. And then Marcus is attracted to her being brazy because I told you guys crazy is an aphrodisiac. Stays with Brooke and gives her a kiss afterwards. Meets her halfway. I don't know why he rewarded her craziness, but I'm glad he kept the same energy throughout the episode.
He did. I was proud of that. I was like, you know what? If you're going to stick to her crazy ass, you better stick with her crazy ass. And that is what he's doing as of now.
Yeah. All right. So we head over to the Globe Theater. A1 is performing with La Britney on stage after Lucci vouched for her. He wanted to see her moves. I don't understand how I thought La Britney was a singer, songwriter, model, whatever she was. And then if that's who she is, I'm not going to invite her to dance on stage with me. Did she say she was a dancer stripper? Maybe I missed that part.
Yeah,
maybe she
I missed
did.
That part too.
But you already have app. What are you recruiting all the strippers?
Yes.
Paris is a fan of La Britney. Nikki thinks Lyrica will be upset. A1 wants to work with La Britney, but she has a showcase performance coming up. She invites him to it, and it's the same one he put Apple Watts in, you know, because secrecy. Marcus and Lucci show up after La Britney walks off. Marcus tells the guys about Brazy Brooke, who knows. Now, listen, so we got that part where she invites Stasia over, does this. Then we find out she actually knows the address of the clinic because she went through Marcus' phone, and she plans to show up so they can find out the good or bad news together. Marcus told the guys that, yes, he loves the fact that she's crazy. And then Lucci says, does she got any friends or sisters? Why?
Men like all crazy women. Crazy be out here winning.
Crazy do win. It do.
Sanity gets you no fucking well.
Crazy is confused for love. They were like, yo, she really loved me. She slashed all my tires. I'm like, oh, okay. So Lloyd, still in town, and he's back next episode. I wonder how long his brother's in town. A1's brother and his wife, Patrice, show up for support. Lloyd apologizes for how he acted at the dinner. A1 apologizes, and he brings up divorce. And Lloyd's wife, Patrice, is not, even though she doesn't support divorce, I don't know what that means, but she's for it because Lyrica's too much and doesn't take responsibility for what she do. I want to sit down with Patrice. What do you mean you don't support? Could Lloyd beat your ass? Could Lloyd cheat multiple times? What do you mean you don't support divorce? All right. Tierra shows up. I don't know why, but she shows up. Paris didn't waste any time to tell her Akbar's married. Nikki warns her to be careful after Tierra leaves. You know, she's like, oh, no, this is nothing. Don't worry about it. Paris vows to dig deeper and get to the bottom of this. And Paris did. Paris is the Carly Red of the episode.
Yeah, but better.
Hollywood. Yeah.
But better.
She's Carly Red mixed with Tokyo. And that because yeah. they're both big girls, but they Tokyo was grounded. Grounded and smart.
Paris to me is like, I watch this show. I know y'all. I know how this, like, you know what I'm saying? She just seemed like
you
this.
You need somebody to be the person in Scream who explains how scary movies work. Like, there's all everybody shows up on this show and acting like, oh, what? Oh, we should just have another sit down. They always work. No, they don't. Somebody should say, sit downs don't ever work on none of these shows. Stop doing them. So I found it was funny that Tierra goes to sit down with Akbar. She wanted to see the progress on the video, but that was the initial meeting for this sit down, even though y'all fucking, so why are y'all not doing this at the house? Mm-hmm. But she went for explanation. But as she walked, she said the reintroduction of these rumors. So she had heard these rumors before. Okay, all right. Anyway, she says, why is your ex saying you married? He tells her not to worry about it. Don't worry about what folks say. They should have started playing John B, but they didn't.
Men really kill me with stuff like that. Like, don't worry about what's going on. Like, if I'm fucking with you, how am I not supposed to be worried about some shit that involves you and me in a sense because I'm fucking with you?
Are there men out here who really would honestly say, so if a woman says, so if you heard a rumor about me sucking and fucking and busting all these dudes down, you wouldn't pay a no mind? You wouldn't even bring it to me because you didn't hear from me? Dudes would be like, I heard you out here fucking everybody in the block. They would have definitely.
And you imagine she going, what they got to do with you?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's all me over here. Don't worry about that.
So he claims it's in the past, nothing going on, but her and Sade would be besties. Why would you throw out that line? What guy has ever said, yo, you and my ex will get along like crazy?
I mean, shit, because maybe it's true because Sade don't seem bothered about his shit neither.
Nah. Tierra wanted clarity. I don't know if she got it. Because Akbar was just like, relax. It's cool. So Rockstar and Lyrica, they in the studio. Lyrica working with Rockstar. And even though she doesn't say this to him in her talking there, she regrets talking to him about A1. When she brings him up again, Rockstar starts falling asleep. He said, I want you to be free because A1 is free. He is living his life. He shows her footage, which is from VH1 because this footage is nowhere. And the footage they show us is the clip y'all seen earlier.
I have questions.
Okay, what's your question?
How did she know, La Brittany, know that Lyrica was watching her? If she was watching her through Rockstar's Instagram.
Maybe Lyrica wanted to watch it more time. I don't know. None of it makes sense because I know this wasn't on Instagram. So I was just like, what are you talking about? Lyrica says, you know what? If that girl could shake her booty because she didn't know who La Brittany was at the time, she would shake her booty somewhere. And somewhere would be Donatella's showcase.
First, I got so many things.
After,
we're
going to get into it. After... she sees the video, her mood changes, she decides to leave. None of this makes sense. So, because here's the part of that I started questioning. How come Rockstar knew about the video, but Lyrica didn't? He's like, even though he did cover up with saying, oh, you ain't seen this? Because, I mean, did y'all stop following each other? Who recorded this that Rockstar has it?
Right.
Like, did whoever recorded, they tag A1 right. in the Insta story? So we go to the clinic. Dacia wants to know what's up. And as soon as they get there, what's up and where does Marcus want to go? Marcus has no answers. The doctor comes in. Here's my problem too.
She said, where do you want to go? He was mute. He literally was just like, man, then he goes, let's just see what the outcome is. So where we go depends.
On the baby, if there's a baby or not. All right, here's a problem I had, and I didn't bring this up. When Stasia shows up at Brooke's house, and she says, I might be pregnant. Ain't no might be. This situation shouldn't have took two episodes. We figured this out. We came back. Next time we saw Marcus, it should have been like, well, we got the test results. You know, it's good. We letting this linger for a week?
Yeah.
Nah. That didn't make any sense.
I love the Hip Hop Atlanta shit. I mean, they let that shit linger for 2 years. We wasn't gonna never know if Kirk was surviving.
All right, so she's now pregnant. Marcus is relieved. As soon as they walk up, future sexy stepmom, not to be, Brooke shows up, wanting to know the results. When she finds out that Stasia is not pregnant, she tells them the uses of the learning experience, and she throws condoms at Stasia.
Brooke is hilarious.
Brooke, listen.
She's so annoying, but it's hilarious.
She's so lucky that she is on a show and Stassia doesn't seem that angst to get at her, because you didn't come dressed for a fight. You had the stiletto heels on and your face beat. Like, what are you doing? If you got, you got to be ready for a fight. What are you talking about?
She could not go get that close to her.
All right, Stassia's over here. She tried to attack her. Then she walks off because she's like, I can't do this with you anymore. Marcus is glad that Stassia broke up with him because he didn't want to give Brooke the satisfaction of seeing him break up with another girl.
Yeah, he's just happy he ain't got no baby, yo. Like, Marcus.
He jumped up and kicked his little heels together.
Marcus was just like, damn, I really didn't want to be with you, but if you're going to have a baby, I might have to try to make this work.
Like, yeah, at least for 18 years.
At least.
How Brooke crazy / brazy, but she wasn't crazy / brazy enough to be like, so you fucking her without a condom? That's what we doing, my nigga? Like, we engaged. This is what we doing? Like,
they not engaged. That bitch is crazy.
So Brooke
and
says
I love how she got this big thing planned and he thinking he finna get some nookie, which you probably will because y'all about to get married, my nigga. Like, gotta know her big thing is a wedding. You gotta know.
Oh, man. So, boy, well, this is where, for those who don't watch, y'all probably should watch, because we get Jay Will, which I thought was just a throwaway character during that interview with Lyrica and her mama, because he's just sitting in the back. But he's more than
the same person.
Yeah, that's the same guy back there. All right.
About putting things together,
Shay. So, LaBrittany says she's gonna work with the best, and one of the people she's working with is a collab with Jay Will, the guy from the radio interview. He's from Compton, California. And then he says, he's like, I'm from Compton, California. And as a bisexual rapper, I said, bro, well, hold on, slow down. You just dropped that shit on us. I was like, oh, let's ease into this. So,
why? I was just trying to figure out, why did he even have to say it? Not saying that you got to hide. No, listen. Not saying that you have to hide your sexuality. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
But why make it a part of your story? It's like, you know, people don't go on and be like, yo, I'm a rapper.
As a heterosexual rapper, I gotta demean women. Yeah. That's what I gotta do.
Yeah, like, you can love and like who you want. I just didn't know why we have to make that. We was gonna find out anyway.
Yeah.
Or
all right.
Don't give people, I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Because you want to say, yeah, don't give them ammo, but you also want to tell them live your truth. And yeah. It's hard to be, you're like, oh, what do you do? So, he says, of course, being bisexual, people say things about him. They start discussing.
Thank you for what it is that you're giving them without you having to say, hey, you know, like they're going to if they want to.
It kind of, obviously in the first episode, he didn't really say too much, but this episode, it felt like, I'm Jay Will, comma, bisexual, comma, black, comma, rap. Like, led with bisexual. All right, so they discussed working with A1, and he said, you was booty dropping on a married man. He warns her that Lyrica would be at the show, and she says, you know, that's cool. I know she don't see my video. We talked about that. How? You know, but okay. Paris and Nikki. Paris came up with this plan to get Sade, the quote-unquote wife of Akbar, to show up. She said since Sade has a clothing line, she told her that Nikki wants to invest in her clothing line. She didn't tell Nikki this, but Nikki went along with it when she found out. As soon as Sade felt Sade down, they bring up personal life, and Sade's like, is this business or personal? Either way, she does confirm that that's her real husband. She don't play those type of, you know, I just say it's my husband to say it's my husband. They have a spot here. They have a spot in Atlanta. And they said, well, if you guys got these spots, how come he's always with Tierra? Then she says, whatever he do is his business. Paris taking it back. She said, well, is this an open marriage? No. Then she said, he's a womanizer. She said, don't disrespect my husband. They get into a yelling match.
It sounds like an open marriage, though.
It do.
And what's wrong with it? What's wrong with that, right?
Yes.
I don't even know you well enough to indulge. Like, but you're here and you continue the conversation. After you realize this wasn't business no more, you could have left.
Yeah, once it started going personal, it should have been more kickback, pushback on, wait, what's this guy doing with my clothes? Are we talking clothes, blah, blah, blah? Well, she finally gets enough of it. She leaves when she sees there's no investment opportunity. I think the question should have been, well, fine if it's whatever he does in his business, but the problem is, because I think Sade was, well, how you know your friend Tierra doesn't know what the business is? They could have fired back. You don't even know who Tierra is, though. So how is your marriage working if he's not being upfront and honest with you?
Right.
But we didn't get that. Connect the Dots Showcase. LaBrittany performs. Lyrica Moniz, they cool again. Lyrica watches LaBrittany. He's trying to figure out, is this the girl from the... Again. all right. Listen, I was going to get on Lyrica saying, if you've seen the Girl IG video through her IG story, you should know who it is. But LaBrittany looked different in every damn scene she be in. I don't know who, I don't know how this works, but her face, because I was telling Sarah, I said, I done seen a pic. I saw a picture earlier this week that LaBrittany looked amazing. It looked like when she came on the scene and she's like, I'm a dancer and a rapper and I look like this. I was like, oh, if you look like that, I would have been like, okay, all right. But every scene, she looked like a different person. Even her talking to her face different. Moniz points out that A1 is here. Apple Watch performs after that. A1 thinks he's a genius for this. Apple Watch was a stripper, and there was a pole, and there was another stripper, and it was sort of Cardi B's Coachella performance.
Yeah,
and I'm pretty sure it's been done plenty of times with strippers on the stage. Calm down. Rockstar is impressed with the A1 sauce on the Kentucky Fried Chicken, as he put it. Afterwards, Apple Watch goes to greet Lyrica and gets introduced to Moniz. Lyrica says, "You knew A1 was going to be here. I just wanted a heads up." Now, we shoot to the back, and J-Will beats his face before he goes out to perform as Candy, right? And he says he's going to use Candy to make a way for J-Will. So he performs in drag. This is always, I can't really speak on it, but I think this is one of the problems black women have when it comes to black men saying they're bisexual. That's hard for a white man to be pulling off, or any kind of man to pull off the drag, because that's not a turn on for women. So I was like, damn, you're going to really perform in drag? I mean, and I hated the fact the way the show was edited. I couldn't get a vibe for the song. The crowd seemed to like it, but I couldn't really hear it that well. Did you hear the song that well?
I didn't.
I'm going to show him to the door, and I'm like, okay, I wish y'all would let us.
Yeah, I did.
Hear the song. Look, he did a good performance, but Mr. and Mrs. Bentley. So they found Apple gets Lyrica to talk to A1. Lyrica, A1 did not introduce Lyrica again. He just skipped past that. Lyrica gets to questioning LaBrittany being at that show dancing on her husband.
She didn't dance on her husband.
She didn't. This is what I
like about this, because she walked over to her and was like, so you was at my husband's show, and why was you there? Because he a performer and I came to watch. Like, don't ask dumb questions. Gave her a dumbass answer.
My whole thing is, LaBrittany could have deflected all that shit to what's name to A1, because she could have said, because he invited me to be on the stage.
Yeah, she could have. Like, I don't know why she went hard, but like, don't ask me a dumb don't ask me a dumb question, because I'd have gave her a dumbass answer.
Yeah, so she said, I go where I want to go, do what I want to do. It's my husband's show. Rockstar was enjoying what's it called, a side chick wars too or whatever. And then hold up, the Love and Hip Hop. I'm gonna mention this. We didn't mention that. Did they really tell on themselves? Now, I know it's in Cali, but when they walked out, it was broad fucking daylight. What showcase is in 12 o'clock in the afternoon?
That's so true.
I said, why is it broad daylight right now? I mean, it could have been 7. Party. Okay. Yo, you ain't getting me there. I don't like,
day parties are normally outside.
Yeah, it's true. That's true. So A1 takes LaBrittany outside. He checks her by talking about his wife. He said, yo, even though, we on the outs, she doesn't know we on the outs. Goes back in, tries to talk to Lyrica. Rockstar interjects because they besties. And then Lyrica's all for 5 years. We've been friends off. Oh, God. Then Rockstar takes his jacket off and he swings at A1. And then Lyrica says, you're going too far. They try to talk things out. A1 and Rockstar. Doesn't really happen. Rockstar walks out and he trips on his walkout. That's the end of the episode. Yeah. All right. So next time on Love and Hip Hop.
Very blah.
It was.
I like how, I know I'm a little late, sorry, but Moniz and Lyrica clearing the air. I wish I could have seen that, though.
I do, too.
It was just like, oh, we came back this year. We cool now, moving right along. No, nothing. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, because they had a huge blow up at that bar and
Charlie. Yeah, could you imagine coming next season and Moniz and Princess having lunch? Like, I'm gonna need you to give me more. Like,
you ain't never lied.
You can't just come back and be like, oh, we're, hey boo, how are you? Hey, great. No. I need more.
All right. Next time on Love and Hip Hop Hollywood, Brooke knows another one of Akbar's girls. This is like, who had the BK, right? BK Brasco had a couple of women. He didn't have just one. He had Amber Pretty and then old girl Jade. Was that her name? The one artist he was working with?
Listen, what kind of season, a season, an area I don't remember them people. They got to be around a couple more years for me to start memorizing people's names. Okay.
Marcus is excited for us for this special trip, but it looks like he should curb his enthusiasm. Yeah. Kimberly gets her injections removed or implants removed. She goes under the knife again. Monisa's her bestie. Lyrica says she might know a reason for acting up, and that's probably the baby talk. And then A1 has a family dinner with Lyrica's mom, and Lloyd and his wife. And his wife brings up divorce at the family dinner. She starts acting up. Or maybe I think Lloyd did. And then.
Yeah, he said, what's she doing here?
Yeah, she thought she was getting divorced. So sitcom-y. It's so much television. You watch an episode of Martin and Freshman, you're like, man, people wouldn't say that in real life. And then they just do this and as if we forgot. Like, yo, people know how to chill. Patrice says something. And then Lyrica's like, you don't talk to my mom like that. All right. We got some feedback before we get into news and rumors. And this one comes from Danielle, a.k.a. Ms._Anonymous_D. And
hey, girl.
She's chiming in with Love and Hip Hop's worst songs. Remember we did this last week? All right. So she says, okay, I'm taking it back. I know y'all remember, and I don't want to spoil this for you. So I'm going to play the song for you. Yes.
I'm just a psychotic bitch. Call me Nancy Jones. You call me on the phone. You say my son is tripping. Leave him alone.
You know what? The song wasn't even the creepiest part. It was old dude who helped her made the song, and he had a crush on her. And I was like, "What are you? What?" I'm not saying Mama Jones was ugly. I'm just saying, yo, you 20 something, she's 67. What are you doing? Why? What? It just came off creepy. Yes, all right, and then yes. I'm gonna play our other song.
He was more into it than she was. It seemed like in the past.
Yo, he was. And then here's our other song. Then we'll read.
Yeah, this the queen.
So official, so
y'all know
official.
It's about to go down.
Or entertainment.
Yeah, y'all know it's about to go down.
Jump, jump, woman.
First I do my lips, lashes, brows. Can't forget about my edges.
Hey.
All the flats, all the motherfucking wedges. In that order, in that order.
In that order. In that order. In that order. In that order. In that order.
All right,
Mama D got Vegas. Y'all gonna play.
No, I deserve is cool. But
I deserve. We deserve love. Come on, Mama D had hit.
So here's the full email. Okay, I'm taking it back. I know y'all remember Mama Jones' song, Psychotic. That song was complete trash. Also, Mama D's song with Jock, In That Order, is in the garbage with Psychotic. These moms got to stay in their lane, and people got to stop hyping them up. Shell. She said, thanks for the podcast. And then she brought up something I completely forgot about. I apologize. She said, P.S., what happened to having a listener on the podcast? All right. So, if you guys want to be on the podcast, just email me. Have a webcam, have a decent mic. If you have the equipment, record yourself so I can listen to the microphone. I'm like, all right, yeah, you cool. And then here's the thing too. So email me if you want to be on the show and then let me know
which show.
Yeah, because I understand that you like listen to Hollywood but don't watch Hollywood. So you want New York or you want Atlanta or you want a reunion episode, let us know. And then we'll do Mondays about 8:30. That's Central, so 9:30 Eastern, and if need be, we will record on a Tuesday, and that could be a little bit earlier, 7:30 Central, 8:30. We'll make an arrangement for you guys to be on the show. So just hit me up and let me know if you want to be on an episode and what episode you want to be on. That's cool. We can do that. All right. Let's see. Let's get into news and rumors. All right. It looked like we didn't get Princess Love this episode, but it looked like Sonya and Princess Love had buried the hatchet. You know, Princess Love recently celebrated her birthday, and Sonya actually went on IG to wish her, not only wish her a happy birthday, but actually thanked her as well. She said, "Happy birthday to one of the most prettiest girls at Princess Love I know. Thank you for my second granddaughter at Melody Love Norwood and 2 years of marriage to my son at Ray J. Love you and we are family."
Okay.
All right. Princess thanked her and said, "Love you as well." So, all right, good. I don't know if I mentioned this, but it looks like Moniece and AD are back together.
Yay.
So that's cool. Like, all right, then we'll wrap up with this. Nicki versus Safari versus Love and Hip Hop New York versus Love and Hip Hop Atlanta. So Nicki had went on Funkmaster Flex and had defended herself with the writing allegations, and you know, because it was rumors that Safari was helping her with the writing, and I think Safari never said it. I can't remember to be off top, to tell you the truth. Anyway, she says she didn't. Then she went on Twitter, went on this rant about Safari. She says Safari was using her card for the free money card, which is hilarious, for escorts, and she should never have paid for his hairline, which we done seen the Beijing rub off. And she said the only reason your hair fell out is because God don't like ugly, which was funny. Then she put Tyga into this.
The same person who was like all distraught over their breakup, right?
Yeah, she was using her feelings. I mean, yeah, they was together for 10 years.
I feel like that's what I'm saying, but like, I don't know. I'm not trashing people I spent 10 years with.
That, and you got to put in the fact that they been broke up for 4 years, so why wait now to say all this? You could have been said this. Anyway, Safari fired back, said that she tried to cut him one time. That's why the VMA says up security, as if they were going to fight each other at the VMAs. But that's neither here nor there. So they got into it. And then she stopped by Power 105 DJ Clue show. And she has some words for DJ Self, you know, leader of the Creep Squad, Cardi B, former manager. I just love saying that, even though he probably wasn't. That was Johnny off the show. So she said that DJ Self asked for a drop, and she said, "Wear my hug at face," you know. But DJ Self said, "I only said hi to her, and that's it." And Clue asked for the drop on DJ Self's behalf. She said no, and Clue was like, "Y'all got some kind of beef, what's going on, blah, blah." So she goes on this rant, and she, in the midst of the rant, she says, be happy with your crummy Love and Hip Hop check." That's when the Gwinnin girls jumped in, Mariah Lynn and Dream Doll, and then who else? Jessica Dime jumped in as well. Yeah. I said, "Yo, listen, I understand you feel some type of way, but if Nicki got that check y'all got, it would be crummy." I mean, it's all about perspective. To people like us, McDonald's is a crummy check. You know, you're like, "Oh, yo, I wouldn't say that because I'm not disrespectful." But right. I want to tell me, a job's a job. But she felt some type of way. Jessica Dime was like, "Nicki thinks he's show street." And then Nicki told her to stay in her place. But it was funny. And then Mariah Lynn loved it. "Oh, we're trending." I was like, who cares? Like, I don't care. But I'm glad to see Mariah Lynn and Dream Doll. What's that girl's name? Is her name Dream Doll?
Dream Doll.
Yeah. Dream Doll. She jumped in there because she used to date Safari. So she probably was sticking up for Safari too, as well as DJ Self. I don't know why they was up to, you know, they had his back so well, because he ain't putting no, DJ Self ain't put y'all out. Y'all got an album out. What is Gwinnin Records putting out right now?
Nothing.
For the 99-2000. Nothing? All right. I think that's it, unless some news just broke. News break? Yeah, it's going to be quiet.
Cardi B opened the MTV Awards, and it was very lackluster.
Once they said she was opening, and she said
not
that
performing.
Yeah. So I said, y'all probably paid her a lot.
It was just awkward, too. Like, she opened it, and then it wasn't like it faded to black in the artist, because she, like, walked off to the stage. Like, it was just awkward.
I just seen it. I just saw, let's see, Cynthia Bailey, Cardi B. All right, yeah. I got some Love and Hip Hop stuff. What is in this Love and Hip Hop stuff? Brittany Taylor Brittany Taylor was arrested? All right.
What?
Yeah, we'll see. Brittany 4'7" Taylor. I mean, they didn't put that in there, but we know. So it says the arrest took place during the early morning hours of August 12th on Auburn Avenue in Atlanta. So all our Atlanta listeners, y'all probably know where that's at. Really? According to Gerald Griggs, second vice president of the Atlanta branch of the NAACP. What the hell is going on? Taylor was arrested aggressively by an Atlanta police officer who forced her to the ground while attempting to place her in handcuffs by on the ground. Taylor's dress was pushed up, causing her nude body to be exposed as a multitude of men and women watched. Video of the incident eventually went viral. Quote, Ms. Taylor's body is exposed, and it seems to us that there have been a little bit too much excessive force used in this case, Griggs told our publication. This is rolling out, by the way. We got involved and reached out to the chief of police to find out more information. We want to know what happened and why her body was exposed in such a fashion. Again, I started off by saying she's 4'7", 4'9". I don't know why you have to aggressively arrest her at all.
Right.
So Griggs also said that the female officer should have been called to detain Taylor. It's my understanding from my experience in practicing law with cases involving the APD. When a female is being detained, they must call for a female officer to do the detainment. I feel like there's no reason to expose a woman to that level of force. Even in that video, she's clearly saying, would you please pull my dress down? So I will include this video in the show notes. Let me make sure I save this because, all right, it's a good thing I looked this up because yeah, in the crazy when somebody tell you something went viral and I was like, I have not seen this video at all. Let me check the love and hip hop things. I think I got everything. Let's see. We did. Oh, Yandy Smith is adopting a foster child. You saw that?
No.
Oh, I think she was mentoring a young lady, but now she's going through the process of, about to adopt her. She said she captioned the video of her, I think, walking out of the facility where you got to do this. I never know how God wants to use me. Every day I'm learning how to be a better man, a better me. And this chapter is going to take a lot of learning. I know there's a process in everything. This has been an emotional one. I met and I think the girl's name is To Infinity and Beyond when she was in seventh grade speaking at her school.
I'm sorry, what?
This is her Twitter name. To Infinity. I should have said at two. Maybe I did. But
you did. That's why I was like, excuse me, what?
Yo, To Infinity and Beyond as a first name. To Infinity? No, that it could be To Infinity and Beyond. Speaking at a school, never thought 3 years later I would be in the process of becoming a foster mommy to her. Not totally cleared yet, blah, blah. So,
how old is
she? She's in seventh grade now. She was in seventh. Oh, no, she got to be a little older because she said that's when she met her. Oh, so seventh. She's in 10th grade. She's a sophomore now because it's been 3 years later. So she's asked for prayers and advice. You ain't got enough to do, though. I mean, I'm all for you fostering, but you got three kids at the crib or something like that.
That's why I said I would be quiet because I knew what I was about. I'm like, it's going to come out wrong. I was like, don't you have enough kids? Like, but no, you can always use more children. I'm saying that. And, you know,
do you think you slick? You about to get To Infinity and Beyond to watch them babies while you go out there oiling up arms. You ain't fooling nobody.
Oh no, don't you do it. I wonder how many people feel about this. Will technically she's not married.
That's true. Ooh, she played a long game.
Yeah, I was gonna say, would they allow her with her husband being
with a felon, but nope.
Okay, well, you know, do your thing. I commend her.
All right, that is the episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at one and on. You can tweet Shell.
And text Shell. You follow me on Instagram. You can follow me on Snappity Chat at I Me as a Disease Shell.
Make sure you follow the website. Are you zipping something up?
No.
Oh. Make sure you follow the website 1515.com. Check out our like our Facebook page. Check out our other podcasts. Right? If you subscribe. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says.
Bye.
Slide on a pimp gang with my pinky ring. Lot of gang, lot of bitches in the icy chain. While you claim that you rich, that's a false claim. I be straight to the whip, no baggage claim. Whole lot of styles, can't even pronounce the name. You ain't got no style, see you on my Instagram. I be rocking it like it's fresh out the pen. Only when I'm taking pics, I'm the middleman. Walk tall. Talking like a boss, I just lift a hand. 3 million cash, call me Rain Man. Money like a shower, that's my rain dance. And we all in black, like it's gangland. Say the wrong words, you be hangman. Why me stick to your bitch like a spray tan? Mister, what kind of car you in? In the city, love my name, nigga, I ain't gotta say it. Taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, she can get a taste. Taste, taste, fuck what a nigga say. It's all the same like Mary Kate.